Welcome back. My goodness. You know, after, I feel like I need a cigarette after that conversation. That was that was a lot, you know, and it's, I love learning about that kind of, I mean, not, I don't love learning about the horrible things that are happening, but it certainly was eye-opening to speak with my friend and seventh generation family farmer and consultant to dairy farmers all over the world, Daniel Olson, and former Deputy Secretary of the USDA, Zachiel Torres-Small. Wonderful people, and I hope they both come back, because I'd love to talk to them, you know, about how this is all playing out, because I struggle to see the light on the edges here, and it's not, there's a lot, there's so much darkness. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. Sorry, guys, but I'm gonna dedicate this segment to my local representative here in Congress. This guy named Tony Weed, and there's a great meme going around, and it's got the picture of like, "Where's Waldo?" And it says, "Where's Weed?" Well, we found him, and I want to tell you what we found him doing. You know, I first want to recognize something that's a hard fact. It's not a particularly nice one, but it is true. Tony Weed did not get the Republican nomination here locally because of his political skill or his business success or his ability to articulate the issues or connect with voters or his deep connection, quite frankly, to the local community itself. Tony Weed got the nomination because he was knighted Trump-endorsed Tony Weed before the primary. He defeated one. I'll say, I don't want to give Andre Jacques that much credit, but he defeated a guy that was a military veteran, former state senator, and he won that primary not because of who he was, but because he was blessed by the almighty Trump. And it's important to know that, because it kind of explains what he's been doing since. Wisconsin is like the swingiest of swing states, right? You got the blue wall, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. But, you know, Wisconsin is the closest to 50-50 of all of them. Yet, we somehow have two Democrats out of eight people that we send to Washington. And as Ben Wickler said, you know, we're not sending our best. Well, Tony Weed, I believe, is a shining example of that. He's certainly not our best. Tony Weed in Washington is representing his own self-interests instead of representing the interests of the people of the 8th Congressional District. How, you may ask? Well, it's in Tony Weed's best interest to shut up and get in line. It's in his interest not to question the dear leader and to just go along with everything like he does, regardless of the harm that it inflicts on people in his district. Like we heard earlier in the show, they talked about it. Farmers, Trump is hurting us. And Tony Weed does not care. He is blindly spewing regime talking points and gushing over the fearless leaders in ways that would make everyone's eyes just roll out of the back of their heads, right? For example, during one of his appearances on the far-right News Nation network, this was before Trump's address to Congress, Tony Weed praised Donald Trump's tariffs, saying they're in our best interest. He said that dramatic increases in prices across the spectrum, goods, services, all of it is in our best interest. And I got a flashback. It's like an abuser, you know, causing everyone pain and then telling us to shut up and take it. It's in your best interest. This is good for you. It's not good. He praised Donald Trump's relationship with Elon Musk, saying that he knows how to find talent. And he glossed over the fact that Doge is literally doing Congress's job. Congress is the holder of the purse strings, and they're doing it, usurping everything. He said, Congress hasn't done a very good job, so I'm fine with Elon's work. What? What? You are fine with taking the power and the authority that the people of the 8th Congressional District gave to you, Tony Weed, handing it on a platter And you take it and give it to an unelected world's richest man that doesn't give a crap about Northeast Wisconsin. You, Tony Weed, who profess, don't tread on me, limited government, get government all out of our lives, all of that stuff. And you are okay with the world's richest man and his army of brown shirts having access to our most personal information. You're okay with that? You're totally cool with them having our freaking social security numbers, my kids' social security numbers and tax information. Tony Weed, I am not okay with that. He went on to gaslight everyone that was watching on that interview, saying stupid stuff like he was the most transparent candidate for president in the history of the country, and everybody knows that. Shut up. No, you're wrong. Not everybody knows that. He found all over him, like it's unflattering. Well, in this past week, Tony Where's Weed Waldo finally addressed his constituents, sort of. He held a teletown hall where Tom Tiffany did most of the talking. The event began with a mystery host reminding everyone that this is an interactive forum and we'd love to hear from you this evening. And then all the wild guests and questioners were pre-screened and pre-selected, giving the feigned appearance of being transparent, all while not actually having to be transparent. It was, in true Trump style, a fraud. Here's the thing. We found Tony Weed, and what we have found isn't very pretty. Tony Weed and the Republicans were gift-wrapped on a silver platter, an economy that was on the verge of a powder keg, and all they had to do was lower inflation just a little bit, and the power and the might of the American consumer was going to do the rest. But not even 60 days later, we're talking about a recession. Tony, what the hell are you doing? And people have a right to have that answer. But instead, you are being a coward and hiding from the very people that you represent. It is ridiculous. And Tony Weed, in my opinion, has been found uncaring, unimpressive, and completely unfit to represent the people of Northeast Wisconsin. It is ridiculous that someone in that role would take that responsibility with such a lack of sincerity. We all deserve better, and it is up to us to vote better. Hey, thanks for sticking around. Thanks for listening to me blather on. It's good to have Todd the God behind the glass one more time. Thank you, Zacho Torres-Small, Daniel Olson. We'll see you next week.